Good morning to you. Next week is a big week when it comes to pension reform. Pension reforms that actually come into effect on the 6th of April may be affecting you. It's the biggest shake-up of the pension system since it was introduced way back in 1908, believe, and it's going to pose a number of questions, including how much should you actually take out of your pension pot, because there are major changes. Let me speak to Vince Smith-Hughes, who's an expert. He's known as the man from the Prue, but he's not here to sell. He's here to explain. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Vince, first of all, talk us through conversationally the main changes as and from next week.
Well, the big change which everyone's talking about is that you've got the ability to access your pension fund either in part or totality. So, for example, if you've got a pension fund of £50,000, you could take that whole £50,000 as a lump sum, subject to tax, I should add.
This is the important thing. How much of it would you have to pay to the tax man if you took the whole 50 grand?
It is, as you say, very important, because 25% of your 50,000 is tax-free, but the rest of it is subject to income tax. So it's added to whatever other income you've got in that tax year and taxed at those rates. So if people do elect to take all their pension funding in one go, the chances are they're going to be paying at least higher rate tax, I would suggest.
If you're on 40%, if you're paying 40% on your wages, you'd lose 40% of, my maths is never good, 40% of 75% of that pot.
Yeah, that's right. 40% of 37,500, I think it is.
It's a lot of money to lose, isn't it?
It is, and it's why people need to think very carefully before they make a decision. You know, a lot of the headlines in the press have been around, you know, you can access your pension from the 6th of April, and almost suggesting that you need to get in quickly to do it. That's not the case. You've got a long time to think about it. You know, take your time, take a pause for breath, and think about what's right for you.
There's talk about buying annuities. They've had very bad press down the years. First of all, explain what one of them is.
Well, quite simply, what an annuity is you take your pension pot and you basically buy a guaranteed level of income for the rest of your retired life. So instead of saying I'm leaving my pension fund invested, what you're saying is I'm going to swap my pension fund for a guaranteed stream of income, which will last me for throughout my entire life.
So if you had a 50 grand pot, what could you do with that? How would you dispose of your 50 grand?
Well, if you've got £50,000, you've got several choices. First of all, you can take it, as we said at the outset, either in whole or in part. So you could choose to take the £50,000, say 75% subject to tax, or you could do that in stages, maybe over 4 or 5 years to reduce your tax bill. You could buy an annuity, giving you a guaranteed stream of income for the rest of your life, or you could go into something called income drawdown.
Just on annuity, when you say buy an annuity, how do you buy it? Well, explain that.
Well, what you do is you go to an insurance company, or you go to an advisor, perhaps, is the best place to start. Go to an advisor and ask them to find the best possible deal for you on the market, and they'll find the best annuity that you can buy with that £50,000, which will give you a guaranteed income for the rest of your life.
They have had bad press, however, haven't they? They haven't been as rich in their return down the years as people wished they would have been.
Absolutely, and I guess you've got to think about a couple of things there. You know, we're in a low interest rate environment at the moment, so interest rates aren't high. And also, of course, I'm pleased to say this is the case, people are living longer. But that does mean that annuity rates have come down over the recent years. I mean, it depends on very much on your perspective as to whether they're a good deal or not, because, of course, it is providing you an income for the rest of your days.
So you don't take the whole pot and you don't take the annuity. What's the third option?
Well, you can leave your fund invested, and typically it goes into what's called income drawdown, and you can just draw out of your pot as and when you want to. So that might be you provide a regular income to yourself, perhaps every month if that's what you want. It might be that you just draw from the actual pot as and when you want to. That's another option. But there is also, I should say, a fourth option, which is not doing anything. You can just simply leave your fund invested.
If you decide that you're going to do something and you have a private pension and you've also got a final salary pension, can you take your private pension, put it into your private salary pot?
Typically, most people with final salary pots would say, well, we'll just leave our fund there and we'll actually take an income from it. It might be possible to transfer your private pot into your final salary pot. It very much depends on the rules of that particular scheme. Of course, what a lot of people would choose to do in that circumstance is continue to take their final salary income, but leave their private pot sitting on the side and just take income from it as and when they want to.
You should take advice, shouldn't you? If you're over 55, you should really be taking advice.
A lot of people should definitely do so. And if you're looking for information, there is, of course, the PensionWise service. Now, this isn't advice. It's actual general information which you can get, but it is free. That advice site is called pensionwise.gov.uk. You can also ring them and make an appointment. But you're absolutely right, Frank. Advice is going to be the right answer for a lot of people. Advice specific to your own circumstances.
Once you make a decision and you sign off on something, there's no going back on it, I presume.
Not necessarily, because, for example, if you're taking the option of just taking income from your pension pot and you've got the majority of it left invested, it doesn't preclude you from perhaps buying an annuity in the future, which is another option that's open to you.
Yeah, and for the people who would be taking the pot quite quickly, maybe not losing very much of it in tax, they may be attracted to that 50 grand. They could live the life of Riley for a year or so, but after that they might find themselves in dire straits.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've got to remember that people, on average, are living for over 20 years now in retirement. You know, and if you're relying on that pension pot to provide you an income for all that time, spending your pension pot immediately, of course, means it's gone forever.
Just remind us again of the one place you suggested we might visit. We'd be spoilt for choice. The door's been knocked all the time. I'm also galloping towards that age. I'm sort of a potential client for everybody in the country that wants to give me advice. What was the port of call that you suggested there again, Vince?
It's the Government Guidance Service, which has been set up. So this is free guidance for people. They can visit the website. They can also ring for an appointment. It's pensionwise.gov.uk. If you want to ring for an appointment, it's 030 0330 1001.
Is the onus on us as people approaching pension age or people who are already 55 or plus, is the onus on us as individuals to contact our pension provider? Do we have to take steps?
Well, only if you want to do something. So, for example, if you're 55 and you're still working, which, of course, most people will be, it might very well be that you don't want to access your pension maybe for another 10 years, in which case you don't need to do anything. It's only if you actually want to access your pension pot in some way that you need to take action.
Vince, good speaking to you. Thankfully, I have a few years to go yet, but it's always good to keep your ears and eyes open for the few pound that you might have and that you're going to probably discover that you don't have. However, good speaking to you, Vince. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Vince Smith-Hughes, the man from the Pru, who is, of course, an expert in the pensions field, retirement and pension advice expert. And on many's a programme, you hear discussion and chat and conversation about it. But are you as au fait with pensions, your rights and your options as you should be? I think a lot of us have to put our hands up and say we're floating in deep water here. We are walking in the dark to some extent because we still feel very young and we don't believe that pensions are relevant to us. And I can tell you, to see if you're like in your 30s or 20s, don't presume, jeepers, don't presume you don't need something in the future. As I gallop towards that age, you know, once you get into your 50s, you begin to think, holy suffering Jerusalem, where is the money going to come from if I'm blessed with a bit of longer life here? Because you do arrive in your 50s very, very quickly.